بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Our listen, dear brothers, we had commenced yesterday discussing the signs of Qiyamah. One is the minor signs of Qiyamah, which we had gone through, and thereafter the major signs of Qiyamah. And we read yesterday the hadith of Nawas bin Sam'an radiallahu anhu, which appears in Muslim Sharif, wherein Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam discussed a few of the major signs of Qiyamah. One is the emergence of Dajjal and how he will travel throughout the earth at a very fast speed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him authority, give him power, and he will be able to deceive many people. Many people will fall into his trap. But there will also be those group of believers, those who have strong iman, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect and will save from the fitna of Dajjal. So we discussed regarding Dajjal, thereafter the descent of Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَيَنْزِلُ عِنْدَ الْمَنَارَةِ الْبَيْضَاءِ شَرْقِيَّ دِمَشْقِ, that he will descend at the white minaret on the eastern side of Damascus, and his duty and his job will be to kill Dajjal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also great amount of power, such that any person, any disbeliever that he looks at, will immediately pass away. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the ability that his breath will reach as far as his eyes can see. So this will be Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And thereafter we discussed the emergence of Ya'juj and Ma'juj, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept locked up in that valley, the incident of Dhul Qarnain, which appears in the 16th Juz. So Ya'juj and Ma'juj will then emerge, and they will also cause corruption in the land. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam to take the believers and go to Mount Tur. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a particular creature, an insect or a worm, that will now fall upon the necks of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. And like this they will also pass away. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a rain that will clean the ground and the earth. And thereafter the believers will descend once again. So this is where we had stopped yesterday. Continuing from there, the entire world will now come under Islamic domination. During this glorious Islamic reign, the world will be filled with justice and mercy. Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu will rule over the world for 7 years before his demise. Salatu wasalam will perform the janazah salah of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu. He will pass away in Al-Baytul Muqaddas and he will be buried there. At his demise, his age will be between 47 and 50 years. After the death of Hazrat Mahdi, the leadership of Islam will pass over to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He will adhere fully to the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many times this question arises that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a Nabi of Allah. So we say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final Nabi. But we know Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has left this world. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come again towards the end of time. So how is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the final Nabi? So it is mentioned very clearly that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will return, he will not return in his capacity as a Nabi, but he will return as a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course, he is a Nabi of Allah, but he will return as a follower of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So even the rules and injunctions that come in the Shariat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Isa alayhi salam will adhere fully to this. The reign of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will be a very peaceful one. During this time, Allah will send revelation to Isa alayhi salam saying, take my servants to the mountains, for I shall send a powerful nation. So this was regarding Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Thereafter, the next sign, or the major signs of Qiyamah, is that which is known as Dukhan. We find in the 25th Juz, we have Surah Ad-Dukhan, which we are encouraged to recite at night also. Various riwayat appear regarding the benefit of Surah Ad-Dukhan. According to one narration, that person who will read Surah Ad-Dukhan at night, any night, one narration mentions on the night of Jumu'ah, but others mention any night of the week, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their sins. So at this time, the skies will be covered with a dense fog, which will envelop the earth for 40 days. All Muslims will develop colds as a result of this fog, and all disbelievers will lapse into unconsciousness. Some will recover after a day, while others after 2 or 3 days. So this will be the next sign now after the death of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. After the Ya'juj and Ma'juj leave, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is now ruling, There will be a lot of prosperity. It is mentioned so much of prosperity, so much of goodness and barakat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create in this world. Comes in the hadith that one watermelon will be enough to feed an entire tribe. And they will then be able to take rest under the shade of its peel. So this is how much of barakat and blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place in this world. Then this dukhan, this fog or this mist will then descend and people will then develop colds as a result of this. Thereafter will be the rising of the sun from the west. It is reported in a hadith that the night preceding the rising of the sun from the west will be prolonged. It will be a very lengthy night. This extended duration of the night will instill restlessness and fear into humans and animals. Children will awaken crying. Travelers will tire and people will repent for their sins on seeing these signs. At the end of this long night, the sun will rise the following morning from the west. The rays of the sun will be very dull. It will more or less reach its meridian and then again set in the west. So it will rise from the west, reach zenith or its middle point, and thereafter it will go back according to its normal trajectory and set in the west again. Thereafter it will rise in the east as usual. So after this day, it will continue its normal course. When this event occurs, neither will acceptance of Iman nor Tawbah be valid. Because this is a major sign. Person sees this, now he is convinced that the message of Quran Sharif is true, the message of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is true, but this will be too late for a person to make Tawbah. Tawbah will have to be before these signs. Thereafter he mentions regarding Dabbatul Ard. And this we read in Surah An-Naml, in the 20th Juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا وَقَعَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ. When the decree of punishment comes to pass, or the decree of Qiyamah comes to pass, أَخْرَجْنَا لَهُمْ دَابَّةً مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. We will then bring out from the land or from the ground a beast, a creature. And the Hadith Sharif mentions that this creature will rise from Mount Safa in Makkah Mukarrama. It will come out of Mount Safa. And as it emerges from the ground, it will shake its head. The sand and the dust will fall off its head. And it will then proceed in the direction of Baytullah. So it will go towards the Kaaba Sharif. And between the Hajar-e Aswad and Maqam-e Ibrahim, that's where it will stop. It will have with it the staff of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. And every believer that this beast or this creature comes across, it will then take the staff of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and draw a line across the forehead of the believers. And because of this, a great amount of noor will appear on the faces of the believers. And then it will take the ring of Sulaiman alayhi salam and it will smite the faces of the disbelievers. And because of this, their faces will become blackened. It is mentioned in the hadith also that when this creature begins to pursue a disbeliever, لا يدركه طالب. A person who wants to try and catch this creature will not be able to catch it. And ولا يفر منه هارب. A person who tries to run away will not be able to flee. So it will move very quickly. And it is mentioned there will be a person, a disbeliever, this creature, this beast will be chasing him and he will realize that he cannot escape, he cannot outrun it. So he will now immediately begin salah. He will commence with salah, thinking to himself that this will save me from this creature. And then when it reaches him, it will then say to him, Al-ana tusalli. That are you reading salah now? All these years, your entire life, you had to read salah to bring iman, to do righteous deeds. Now you're trying to read salah, now it's too late. And it will then smite his face, and his face will become blackened. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned an entire family will get together at the Dastarkhan for meals, and it will be apparent to everybody sitting there who is a believer, who is a disbeliever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make these marks or these effects appear on their faces. So this is known as Dabbatul Ard, the beast that will emerge from the ground. After the disappearance of this creature, a very fresh and fragrant breeze will emanate from the south. Its effect will be that all the believers will die, and there will remain no person to differentiate between virtue and evil. So these are the major signs of Qiyamah. And thereafter, when all of our preparation will begin for Qiyamah, then we'll have what is known as An-Nafkhatul Ula. In the Quran Sharif also this is mentioned, the blowing of the trumpet, which ulama explain will take place two times. An-Nafkhatul Ula, the first blowing of the trumpet, which will completely put an end to all life in this world. Every animal, every creature, every living being in this world will immediately pass away. The entire world also will come to an end, come to a standstill. And nafqatul ula will now signal the commencement of the end of this world. And after some time will be an nafqatul thaniya. ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. An nafqatul thaniya, the second blowing of the trumpet, will now signal the beginning of the day of qiyamah. So twice this will take place, the blowing of the trumpet. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on one occasion mentioned to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, كَيْفَ أَنْعَمُ. How is it possible for me to enjoy my life or to enjoy the pleasures of this world whilst the angel deputed to blow the trumpet has already lifted it to his lips and he is already listening attentively, waiting for the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As soon as the command comes, he will then blow into the trumpet and this world will come to an end. Sahaba radiallahu anhum became very concerned. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this, they became perturbed, they became worried. And he noticed on their faces that they were worried and concerned. Then he said to them that there is one prescription, there is one wazifa, there is one thing that you can do to protect yourself. Just recite, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallah, Allah is sufficient for us, wa ni'mal wakil, and Allah is an excellent protector for us. So these wazaif, these du'as, as we mentioned yesterday also, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had spoken about Dajjal, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the entire day were concerned, worried. They went back to the masjid in the evening. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came out, he saw on their faces, and he told them that I am not fearful of Dajjal for you. I am fearful about dunya for you. Dajjal, you read the opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf, you'll be protected. If I am here and he emerges, I will protect you. If I am not here, then you will protect yourself. Allah will take care of you. So likewise, when it comes to the blowing of the trumpet also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, read Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah will remove this fear and this apprehension from your heart. Then regarding the commencement of the day of Qiyamah, a lengthy hadith appears in the kitabs also, that after the trumpet is blown a second time, then all of mankind will be raised from their graves. They will all proceed towards the mahshar. And we have heard the description so many times before. People will be running around, helter-skelter. Nobody knows what is happening. They will be unclothed, uncircumcised, as they were on the day that they came into this world. Sahabiyat asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Aisha radiallahu anha asked, O Nabi of Allah, the people will be unclothed on that day. And will this not be now, people will look at one another. How will they conceal themselves? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that the matter will be much more severe for people to worry about looking at each other on that day. You can imagine, this will be something completely strange, that people are unclothed, but so terrifying, so scary that day will be, that people won't even bother to look at the next person. So this will be the condition. Then the Hadith Sharif mentions people will begin to perspire. The sun will be 1 mile above the heads of the people. And then some people will be up to their ankles in perspiration, others up to their knees, others up to their waists, others up to the neck. And some, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, they will begin to drown in their own perspiration. It will come right up until their heads. So while this is the condition, people are running around, everybody is concerned, worried, nobody knows what is happening. It is mentioned a group of people will come to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, fayatuna Adam. And they'll tell him, O Adam, you are our father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you first. And Allah commanded the angels to prostrate before you. Allah gave you this amount of virtue. So istiftih lana al-jannah. Why don't you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of Jannah now and to commence with the day of Qiyamah? So they will put this request before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So he will reply to them and say, وَهَلْ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا خَطِيئَةُ أَبِيكُمْ. He will say that it was only my error, my slip up, that caused all of you to leave Jannah and to be thrown out of Jannah. I do not have any face to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask him now to commence with the day of Qiyamah. And then he will say to them that go to Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, try by him, maybe he'll have the courage to go to Allah. فَيَأْتُونَ Nuh. They will come to Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. They'll begin to praise him also. That, O Nuh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you as his Nabi, as his messenger. In the Quran Sharif, Allah called you Abdan Shakura. You are very appreciative, very grateful for the bounties of Allah upon you. So why don't you also now ask Allah to open the doors of Jannah and commence Qiyamah for us? Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will reply in a similar way. He will say, that I also do not have any face to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I also perhaps made some slip up in my life, and therefore I do not have the courage. Go to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So they will come to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. They'll praise him also, that Allah has taken you as a khalil, as a close friend, and you enjoyed a very strong link and friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you also ask Allah to commence the day of Qiyamah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will say that in my life I spoke 3 white lies. And this also, although it was permissible, but this perhaps was not the best thing to do. Therefore I also cannot show any face before Allah. Go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So they'll come now to Isa alayhi salam. And they'll praise him also that you are anta ruhullah wa kalimatullah. You have been created through the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the agency of any father. So you also ask Allah now to commence the day of Qiyamah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will also excuse himself, وَلَمْ يَذْكُرْ ذَنْبًا. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Isa alayhi salam will not mention any slip up from his side. All the other Anbiya, Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to one narration, Musa alayhi salam also, they will all mention different errors, mistakes that they may have made in their lives. Isa alayhi salam will not mention any error from his side. Reason being, that Isa alayhi salam will not want to go in front of Allah to ask or request for Qiyamah to start, because he knew that the people after him took him as a deity, took him as an ilah. But this was not any fault of his. That is why he doesn't mention that I did this or I slipped up. But because of this, he will feel shy to go in front of Allah, that I am coming in front and people then used to worship me in this world. So he also will say, لَسْتُ بِصَاحِبِ ذَلِكَ. I cannot do this. And then he will tell them that اِذْهَبُوا إِلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ. Go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَأْتُونَ مُحَمَّدًا. This group, this jamaat will now come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they'll begin to praise him. O Nabi of Allah, you were the final messenger of Allah. Allah chose you and Allah made you the best of his creation. And look at the condition that we are in. So please go and request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to commence the day of Qiyamah. And look at the response from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One narration mentions all the other Anbiya, when this group had come to them, they will say, Nafsi, Nafsi. That I am worried about my own condition. I am worried about myself. I cannot help you. When they will come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, immediately he says that fa'ati tahta al-arsh. When this request is put to him, he says, I will then go beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'akharru sajidan. I will fall down into sajda. And then I will begin to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such words of praise, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I don't even know those words right now. Allah will inspire me on that day to begin praising him. And he will begin praising and praising and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak. Lift your head. Sal tu'ta. Ask and you will be given. Washfa' tushaffa. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted on behalf of the ummah. This, ulama explain, is known as ash-shafa'atul kubra. Or ash-shafa'atul uzma, the major intercession of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam 5 times a day. In our dua after adhan, we know that when the muadhin calls out the adhan, then it is sunnah for us to reply to the words of the adhan. As he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, we will reply the same. He comes to Hayya ala salah. Then one riwayat mentions, person will say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Hayya ala al-falah also, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When the muadhin ends the adhan, La ilaha illallah, we will also say, La ilaha illallah. And then we will recite durood. This is the sunnah method that we will read La ilaha illallah. A person does not have to read Muhammadur Rasulullah. We will just reply to the words of the muadhin as he says it. So he says La ilaha illallah. We will say La ilaha illallah. Then recite durood sharif. And then comes the entire dua after adhan. Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salati al-qa'ima. And then we say Ati Muhammadan al-wasilata wal-fadila. Wab'athhu maqaman mahmoodan alladhi wa'atta. That, O Allah, raise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to that praiseworthy position that you have promised to him. Maqaman mahmood. Praiseworthy position, position of honor, of significance that you have promised to him. This, the tafsir or the explanation of maqaman mahmood, refers to ash-shafa'atul kubra, which we just discussed now. This position, that in front of the entire creation, from Adam alayhi salam till the last human, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be the only one who will be allowed to intercede, or who will have the courage to intercede before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will accept the intercession and commence with the day of Qiyamah. So we make this dua for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our dua after adhan every day. وَبَعَثْهُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ. In the same dua after adhan, in the beginning of the dua, آتِ مُحَمَّدًا الْوَسِيلَةِ. So two things we ask for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One is that give him this praiseworthy position. And together with that we say, O Allah, آتِ مُحَمَّدًا الْوَسِيلَةِ. Give Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam الْوَسِيلَةِ. Wasila, or the scene, الْوَسِيلَةِ. Wasila, in the Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that this is a special place in Jannah. A special place in Jannah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for only one person from His creation. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, وَأَرْجُوا أَنْ أَكُونَ أَنَا هُوَ. I have hope that I will be that person. So, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dua, that O Allah, give wasila to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Grant this special place in Jannah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So coming back to this discussion, so this is Ash-Shafa'atul Uzma, Ash-Shafa'atul Kubra, the major intercession to commence with the day of Qiyamah. Then it is mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede in different places on the day of Qiyamah also. After this major intercession, there will be other types of Shafa'ah also, many different types of Shafa'ah. One is that person whose evil deeds outweigh his good deeds. And now the command is given, take him to the fire of Jahannam. The angels will already commence dragging him to the fire of Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede, will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save this person before he can be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Intercession is accepted, and Allah will then command the angels, now take him and put him into Jannah. Then it is mentioned that person who is already in Jahannam, and so the decision was made, he was already put into Jahannam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will go there also and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take him out of Jahannam. This intercession also will be accepted. Then there will be those people who will go to Jannah, but perhaps on a lower level of Jannah. They had good deeds, their good deeds were better than more than their evil deeds, but not of that standard that they can reach the very high levels of Jannah. So here also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will intercede for them, and their stages in Jannah will be raised, and they will get a very high position and maqam in Jannah. So these different types of intercession of Shafa'ah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will carry out, this all comes after the major intercession. And this is the position of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the ability to intercede. That is why we find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we find this is also inscribed on those gates that are in front of the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that shafa'ati li ahli al-kaba'iri min ummati. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, my intercession will also be for the major sinners of my ummah. Not just those who were close and those who followed me. But look at the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even those who abandoned me, those who went against my teachings, they didn't bring sunnah into their life, still I will intercede for them. So we can imagine, my dear brothers, if we will bring sunnah into our lives, if we will follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we will emulate him, we will make him our role model, how much more will we become the recipients of this shafa'at, this intercession? Hadith Sharif mentions also that on the day of Qiyamah, أَنَا فَرَطُكُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will be your forerunner, I will go ahead. فَرَطُكُمْ, like how when a caravan is traveling, and now they want to set up camp at a certain place that is coming ahead, so they will send one or two people in front. But you go ahead and make sure that the place is ready for us. There's water there, there's a nice place for us to set up camp and to sleep. There's no wild animals there, there's nothing going to harm us there. So they'll send somebody ahead, he will pave the way, he will make things easy when the entire caravan comes. Now they can take rest. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, I will do that work for you. I will go forward, I will wait at the Hawza Kawthar, because I know my ummah will come, they will be thirsty on that day. So they will come to me, and I will be prepared to give them to drink such water or such a drink, لا يضمأ بعده أبدا. Person who will drink it will never ever become thirsty again. Then he says, if you do not find me there, then come to the mizan, come to the scales of justice. Perhaps you will find me there, interceding, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the scales heavy. A hadith mentions a person will come, and his good deeds will be, or his deeds will be brought in front of him. Good deeds on the right hand side, evil deeds on the left hand side. And he will realize the evil deeds completely outweigh the good deeds. There's no hope for him. Decision is about to be passed, take this person to Jahannam. He will look around that where am I going to get any salvation from? And then as he begins to lose hope, somebody will tap him on his shoulder, person dressed in beautiful white clothing, shining face, will hand him a piece of paper and say to him, put this onto the scale of your good deeds. When he does this, this one piece of paper, it's mentioned the evil deeds, 99 registers and scrolls. This one piece of paper, one bitaqa, which will now he will put onto the right hand side of the scale, and now this will outweigh his evil deeds. Now decision will be changed, take him to Jannah. So he'll turn around, he'll ask this person that, who are you? You came to my rescue. He will say, I am Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the kalima you would read. One narration mentions the Durood Sharif you would read. This has now come to your rescue and to save you. Nabi alayhi salam says, if you don't find me there at the scales, then come to the pul sirat, you will find me there. So all these different maqams in the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will be moving around between these different places, trying to ensure that the ummah is saved. They must not go to the fire of Jahannam. So we can imagine the fikr and concern that he had for us, how much more we should have loyalty to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The pul sirat also, it is mentioned, that bridge that will go from the plains of Mahshar over the fire of Jahannam into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِمْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, that every single person will have to come to the pul sirat, or will have to come to the fire of Jahannam. Why? In order for them to cross over the sirat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that this bridge that crosses over Jahannam into Jannah will have hooks or tentacles on the side of it. فَمَخْدُوشٌ نَاجٍ, that person who will just be scratched by these hooks, he will be saved. As he is trying to cross and the hooks will be grabbing at him, if it scratches him, he'll still be safe because he'll be able to pass through. وَمُكَرْدَسٌ فِي النَّارِ, that person who will become entangled, caught up in these hooks, he will now be thrown over and fall into the fire of Jahannam. What speed will a person pass through? Hadith Sharif mentions, the first person will be, has strong iman, he will pass through like that, with the blink of an eye, at that speed. Then like lightning, then like the wind, then like a fast horse rider. Like this, according to the quality and the amount, the extent of a person's a'mal, he will pass over the sirat, and then he will reach Jannah. So all of these things, my dear brothers, the signs of Qiyamah, then the day of Qiyamah itself, this intercession, the scales of justice, Hisab, Kitab, Pul Sirat, Jannat, Jahannam, these things are a reality. We may not have seen them, but as Hazrat explains also, Damud Barakatuhu, for a Muslim, we do not say that seeing is believing. For us, hearing is believing. What we heard from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what we read in Quran and Hadith, this is a reality. We have to bring yaqeen, conviction, that this is ahead of me. My maut is ahead of me. My qabr is ahead of me. The questioning in the qabr is ahead of me. Those angels will come. They will pose those questions. The adab of qabr is a reality. The day of qiyamah is a reality. Jannat, jahannam, these things are realities. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, it was as though they could see this in front of them. That is why their amal were on this level. Now this was because of the suhbat companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But for us, we have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such compassion, such care, such kindness, such concern for us, the least we can do is become loyal ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least for a person to think to himself, when I am breaking the command of Allah, or when I am discarding the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that how can I be so disloyal to someone who is so loyal to me? To someone who has so much of care and compassion for me, a person will think or bring this muraqabah into his mind, then inshallah through the barakat of this, it will become very easy and more than that, enjoyable to practice upon the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي. بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي. بسم الله على ديني ونفسي وولدي وأهلي ومالي. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير. فلما ألقوا قال موسى ما جئتم به السحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا يصلح عمل المفسدين ويحق الله الحق بكلماته ولو كره المجرمون. فلما ألقوا قال موسى ما جئتم به السحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا يصلح عمل المفسدين ويحق الله الحق بكلماته ولو كره المجرمون. فلما ألقوا قال موسى ما جئتم به السحر إن الله سيبطله إن الله لا يصلح عمل المفسدين ويحق الله الحق بكلماته ولو كره المجرمون. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعذني من شر نفسي. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت، خلقتني وأنا عبدك، وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت، أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي، فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم، وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم، وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من أن أشرك بك شيئا وأنا أعلم، وأستغفرك لما لا أعلم. Make zikr inshallah. These du'as, my dear brothers, we have alhamdulillah this kitab, du'as for the contentment of the heart, and together with this PDF also was sent out on the groups. We'll send it out again also inshallah, in which these morning and evening du'as are mentioned. So let us make the intention, as we have been reading them over the last few, or the last 10 days, that we will continue this also inshallah, commencing from tomorrow. We will have time between Fajr and Eid Salah also, so at least we take our time as we have been taking our time here to read these morning du'as, time in the evening also. We make it a habit, and inshallah then we'll continue with this for the rest of our lives.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 Allah, 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 Allah,
الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 جل جلاله الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الإنس والجان جميعهما يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.